A very special Zav Chat this week. We're going to take you on a journey, an operatic journey, and a very special guest, a former student of Xavier College, we'll introduce in just a moment, and also two very special guests, Year 7 and Year 8, all part of the presentation of Tosca, which is on at the moment at the Margaret Court Arena. Hello, Jared. Hello, Bill.
Hello, Shane and Jared. A great work for the college last week with celebrating our First Nations peoples and a reconciliation round, which for us almost goes over 2 weeks, really, doesn't it?
That's right. So we had the majority of our first sport teams donning the Indigenous jumper last weekend for reconciliation round, but we've also got football and soccer making it up this weekend because they had a bye last week.
Correct. But let's get to the show.
It's a very special guest, Bill, in Andrew Moran, who is a former student of Xavier College, playing a role in Tosca, as I said, on currently at the Margaret Court Arena, and he's made some time to join us back at his old home ground. Hello, Andrew. Thanks for joining us.
Hello, and thanks for having me, Shane, Bill, Jared. Yeah, great and slightly weird being back here.
We might explore that shortly. And sitting alongside you are two of your choir assistants in Tosca. Jared, do you want to introduce the two boys from Year 8 and Year 7?
With pleasure, Heels. So we've got Daniel Noonan from Year 8 Cheshire and Josh Tran from Year 7 Richie. So two boys in the choir from Tosca. So say g'day, boys. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having us.
Good on you. And Josh, and we're going to talk to you as we go along, but we might talk to the star of the show first, Bill, I think, and hear a little bit from Andrew in terms of what's been, you know, quite a journey since he graduated. What year, Andrew, did you finish?
97, I was in year 12 here.
And yeah. You had a bit of a tour of the place. Is it looking a bit different?
Yeah, quite different. There's a whole new buildings. Yeah, it's looking a lot posher. No, it's obviously significantly different. All the older buildings are still remained, which is awesome. I was lucky enough to see and sing in the new theatre a few years ago when that opened. But yeah, back when I was doing music and drama here, we were only up the top of this building above the Great Hall. And your head of music just very graciously showed me around the whole building, which seems to have been taken over by the music department, which I'm all in favour of.
Well, that'll be music to build nowadays.
Which is certainly it is, Andrew, and that's our theme. You know, we'd like the West Wing to be that centre of excellence for the college, and we've got made a few individual performance studios downstairs. The great halls that you would have had your recitals and your rehearsals and practices in are still upstairs. Recording studio here, so we are developing hopefully a little bit since 97. And Father Stoney, I think.
Yeah, that's right. Michael Stoney was my principal. I think he was the last SJ as principal. I think that's right. But yeah, it was a great place when I was here. Had a really fantastic time in the music and drama departments, particularly, but also playing a lot of sport quite badly.
Hopefully it still is a great place, and you'd find exactly the same, that there'll be students who perform musicals brilliantly and are participants in the area of sport and vice versa. But music plays such a critical role in our school. So maybe, Andrew, tell us a little bit about your journey, what you did here at school as a student, and then push us out the gates.
Well, I was lucky enough as a boy to be involved in a boys' choir outside of Xavier, and that pushed me into wanting to sing as I became a teenager and my voice broke, or I think we say these days my voice changed. And yeah, there's some older kids I admired, one or two who've become big stars in the music theatre world, such as Simon Gleeson, who were in these musicals that Xavier used to put on that were pretty fantastic, actually. So I really, when I got to the senior campus in Year 9 in those days, I really pushed to try and get into all these musicals. So I ended up doing way too many musicals and plays and just sort of threw myself into everything. Probably upset my parents a little bit because I didn't probably keep up my studies in maths and English as much as I should. But yeah, had my sights pretty firmly set on doing something on the stage later in life from a fairly young age. So, yeah, threw myself into the music department and the drama department and had an absolute ball. Was really lucky, had some great staff who encouraged us here. My tutor was Dorothy Connor, who was a music teacher, head of music, Jim Proven, and I had a drama teacher here who was really just a fantastic role model called Tony Corr, who now I believe is a principal at a school down in Phillip Island. But he was a very good drama teacher, but he really espoused this notion of sort of taking every opportunity you could. And so outside of teaching drama, unusually, he was also, you know, in a co-curricular sense, he just really wanted to coach basketball and get in touch with footy and teach other subjects. And yeah, he's a real all-rounder, but yeah, big influence on me at the time.
So maybe another for you, Andrew. How do you think the opportunities you got at Xavier, do you think they helped you to sort of get your career started and maybe gave you that inspiration and that exposure to go into sort of the musical realm?
Yeah, look, firstly, some of the older boys, such as Simon Gleeson and a few others, were sort of kicking goals and were a bit of an inspiration to a maybe year 9 or 10 kid. But secondly, just the opportunities available at a campus like this. Just on my walk in here this morning, just reminded me of so many sporting fields and all the new buildings and stuff. Like, the opportunities for you boys, kids all over the world would, you know, they'd die for an opportunity like this. And I would encourage every kid here to just make the most of it. Just choose as many things as you can. Keep going to soccer or footy training, even if you're rubbish at it like I was, because it's a great opportunity to play a game with your mates and try and win. If you don't win, doesn't matter, but you try. Yeah, join the swimming club, join the rowing club. There's just so many opportunities. Pick up an instrument, even if you feel like you can't play the thing, just keep trying, because you won't get an opportunity like this again to do so many different things.
That's absolutely right. We're looking forward to bringing our two boys in, because I reckon you've got two lads in red and black blazers sitting right next to you who do this on a regular basis. But walking out the gates, I think Simon was about 2 years or so ahead of you. But, you know, tell us a little bit about your journey, because sometimes you can just grow up in a bit of the sort of the Melbourne bubble and the Xavier bubble. Take us through those next steps and, you know, where it's taken you in your life.
Yeah, I think I was unusually aware as a teenager that I wanted to get out of the bubble that is a sort of a good private school, an all-boys private school. Not that it wasn't a great thing. I just wanted to try some other things. And I was pretty keen to go and study in Perth, to a place most of you probably heard of called WAPA, which at the time was, you know, a really prestigious place, probably still is. So I went over there and I lived in Perth for about 5 years, did my music degree over there, joined the West Australian Opera Chorus. Subsequently, I moved to Sydney to do some postgraduate studies there, just to really focus in on opera, which is a really niche career, but my voice was suited to it. So I went over and studied there. While I was there, I was lucky enough to get a job with the Jesuits again, actually, and I was a boarding master at Riverview, St. Ignatius Riverview, for a couple of years.
I think the current principal of Xavier may have done some time at Riverview. Is that right, Bill?
That sounds like a sentence, Hughes, but yes, I did. I started my teaching career there and in the boarding house as well. It's a great landing point.
Again, wonderful institution. They were so good to me. Yep. Really set me up for my time in Sydney. I've been in Sydney ever since with Opera Australia for about 20 years, and I progressed through the ranks there from being in the full-time chorus to being a young artist principal, and now I'm a senior principal. So I basically perform and cover or understudy all the lead baritone roles that we do at Opera Australia, mostly in Sydney, but often on tour and often in Melbourne as well.
So I went and had a look at Tosca last night, thinking we're going to be having a chat to you, and a marvellous show, just loved it. How many different theatres in Australia, around the world, have you actually performed at, and is in a tennis centre a bit harder than, say, your normal theatre?
Yeah, no, great question. A lot of theatres is the answer. I've been involved at Opera Australia in our national tour, which goes to a lot of regional centres, some of the bigger towns in our states and territories, which is terrific fun, and you meet some really interesting people that otherwise you just wouldn't have an opportunity to meet. But yeah, there's some interesting theatre setups in some of those places. Last year I was performing in Katherine on a school basketball court, which was a bit of a challenge for the tech team to set up the show. But in terms of Margaret Court Arena, it is a bit of a challenge for my company in the sense that most of the opera I do is unamplified voice. So I'm actually trained in singing to a theatre of 2,500 people to be able to sing over the orchestra and still be heard without the use of a microphone.
Oh, I
so
see.
That's
yep.
That's sort of the chief challenge in opera. That's kind of its selling point as opposed to any other sort of live theatre, is these voices, these unamplified voices. So one of the challenges of Margaret Court Arena is that we are mic'd because it's such a big cavernous space. But I'm told from audience members that the sound is really great.
It's spectacular.
The sound design is fantastic.
I can tell you. Yeah, yeah. It was fantastic. Most of the people listening, I'm guessing, might be like me and not have a clue what Tosca's about. Give us a 30-second précis, because it's actually quite an amazing show.
Yeah, opera's greatest thriller, they call it. It's set in Rome during sort of Napoleonic times. You've basically got a corrupt policeman who has his designs set on a local opera singing superstar who's in love with someone else. So it's sort of this three-way love triangle set in a very historic centre of Roman Catholicism, so a lot of it's set in this beautiful church. And so you have all these associated sort of rituals involved with Catholic Mass and things like that, and the way that the corrupt state can sort of use its power to infiltrate churches and relationships and all that sort of stuff. So I've probably rambled on a bit now.
Quite a story. Yeah.
It's pretty spectacular, actually.
Brilliant. Hey, boys, why don't we throw over to you? Because it was lovely as Andrew was speaking and talking about, you know, seizing opportunities and throwing yourself into things. It's fair to say that you two do that, but I'm sure you give a whole lot of strength and encouragement to those who are around you who are also in year 7 and year 8 or who might be, you know, coming after you in the years to come. So, Daniel, maybe, you know, first you just tell us a little bit about yourself, but you're in Mr. Burke's neighbourhood in the Costco building. Just a little bit about you and particularly your musical journey.
So I've been pretty engaged with the Xavier musical program for a while now. It started in year 5 with all of the musical instruments learning, and it went all the way through to now I'm in year 8 with the musicals, and I still do tuba and I do voice lessons, and it's all really encouraging to work on your talents and work on your skills so you can really progress and do stuff that you really want to do.
Well said,
what a fantastic
Daniel.
Answer.
And Josh, a little bit about your musical journey through, Xavier.
I've been learning music basically my whole life. I started learning piano when I was like 3, and I started learning cello when I was about 5. And so I've been playing both for a very long time. I'm also involved with the music program at Xavier when it comes to music ensembles. And I've been trying to take as many music opportunities as possible, because music's basically just really part of my life now.
Correct. It was lovely talking to you both sort of before we came on, and and obviously you've taken a huge step forward, both of you, that you've gone and auditioned and been successful to be members of the chorus of Tosca. So maybe, Daniel, tell us a little bit about that. That must have been a huge leap of faith, but, you know, what did you get out of the process? And then, Josh, I might come to you to tell us how you're finding being part of that chorus at the moment.
Yeah, so the audition process was sort of terrifying, because we went in not knowing anything about what it was going to be like, who we were going to be working with, who were going to audition us. And it was actually really comforting to have that experience and to not know what it's going to be like, but have it all work out in the end. And I think even if we didn't get in, I think it would have been an excellent experience for us to have gone through that process.
Yeah, well, very well said. And Josh, now that you are in, tell us a little bit about what it's like.
Well, it feels really amazing to be part of such a professional show. You get to meet a lot of people that make a group of friends that are outside of school, and this helps you develop a lot of acting skills that you might want to use a lot later in life. And it's such an amazing experience performing on a massive stage in front of hundreds of people.
Yeah, well, maybe tell me for you, I'd be terrified about to step out on stage, and you know, how have you found that experience of, you know, the dress rehearsal and then the opening night out on a stage at a packed Margaret Court Arena? It must be a huge bit of adrenaline.
Well, I think when you initially go side stage in the wings, you're not really feeling all the anticipation just yet. But when you hear the music start to build and you're about to go on, that's when your heart really starts pumping and you get super duper nervous. But knowing that your family and friends are out there watching you is just an incredible feeling.
But also, it's the thing that you love to do, isn't it? So to be able to do the thing that you love on a stage and in a setting like that must be just an amazing experience as well.
And Bill, it's fascinating hearing these answers from you guys. And I might contextualise, we're recording this on a Wednesday. There are two nights to go, Wednesday and Thursday night. So if you're listening to it, say, on Thursday, it's coming up to last night. Andrew, is this bringing back memories for you of auditions and those early years of trying to break in, etc.? And then how much do you have to do as one of the main people in the show with, say, the young guys in the choir? Do you mix? Do you talk to them? Do they come up, ask for ideas, etc.?
In terms of does it bring anything back, it certainly does. I was in a professional opera at the Tenor Centre when I was 10, actually.
Wow.
We did Carmen in the round, and I was one of 50 boys, and I still have, you know, that's a real highlight in my memory, making me want to do this crazy game. But I also remember my first couple of musicals at Xavier and what an amazing time I had.
Remember what they were?
Yeah, so there were a whole bunch of sort of ones. I was in the chorus, and then we did Man of La Mancha. The big one we did when I was in year 10 was Les Mis.
Oh, wow.
Which was pretty special. And I just remember coming home from opening nights of those and not being able to sleep all night. If I ever get the chance to do a really big role these days, a very similar thing happens. I don't get to sleep till quite late because you're still buzzing from the energy of it. But I know what these kids are going through, but they're doing a terrific job, the kids' chorus down here. They're really fantastic. Dan particularly comes from a long line of performers. His uncle is a very good friend of mine and was with me at Xavier, Justin. So shout out to all the Noonans. But yeah, Justin probably could have gone into it professionally as well, but he's chosen something far more sensible to do. Yeah, I know these guys are probably having an amazing time going by the time I had when I was their age doing this sort of stuff. In terms of your second question, yes, I have quite a lot to do with them. I've got a really big scene with these boys where I'm a sacristan in a church and I'm trying to get them all to behave and get changed to get ready for the Te Deum, which is a big religious service. So I spent about 5 minutes screaming at these kids, which is a lot of fun. So, yeah.
And Daniel from the other side, same question?
Yeah, it's good fun. Yeah, we really like to work with each other and it's really awesome to sort of shoot ideas at each other and then we sort of rebound off each other. Oh, what if we did this? What if we did this? And it all comes together in this one massive story.
Hey, I'm going to give you a bit of advanced warning for a question, and this is taking a slice out of your normal repertoire, Shane. But so what's been your favourite moment to date, particularly for you two boys, on stage or in performance? And Andrew, you know, love you to put us into a scene of the theatre and the particular occasion that really zips a zinged for you. But as you're doing a bit of thinking, two things that if you're hearing a little bit of a bump in the background through today's broadcast, that's another exciting bit of progress. We're expanding our boarding house. We've got a few little chalets or cabins coming in to be able to extend the number of our boarders coming in. So life goes on in the background as we're coming through here. But we made a comment before about sort of growing up in the bubble, and Andrew, you've done a wonderful job of just creating that maybe a sense of confidence for our listeners of being able to sort of go beyond Xavier. And whilst we do grow up in something of a bubble here, the thing I do love about Xaverians is it's a very outward facing journey. The experiences that our boys offer, whether that be simply on stage, but extending out into other areas of our community, then you look at Ignatian service, then you look at a diversity of sporting opportunities. It's not an inward element. And I think it's a great hallmark of a Jesuit education, and it's one that we know that, you know, the worth of this education is the boy when he's 28 and 38 and 48, what he's maybe learnt along with some good guardrails in the tent with its diversity, but then being able to take that out of the gates, explore other areas of the world with a sense of confidence, but also curiosity and a whole lot of vulnerability and not really knowing, and then doing something. And Andrew, it's been sort of great being able to sort of witness bits of your journey as you've done that. So maybe we should start with you. Tell, you know, a real highlight for you that's marked your career.
Oh, highlights. Remaining employed is a pretty big highlight in my industry. Pretty hard to do. Yeah, I guess I just can't think of any particular moments on stage at the moment, but I think just winning my first sort of principal contract at Opera Australia and being able to buy my family an apartment in Sydney near the beach off the back of working as a singer, which is a pretty rare thing to be able to do.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, and the fact I'm sort of still doing it into my mid-40s now. So as boring as they sound, they're sort of my personal highlights, but yeah, many, many highlights. Often on stage at Sydney Opera House, which is a pretty special building to sing in. If anyone's travelling to Sydney, please go to the opera, please buy a glass of champagne and enjoy the view.
Yeah,
it's pretty stunning to work in one of the world's most famous buildings on a nightly basis. So very proud to have sort of achieved that in my career and to continue to achieve it.
And we might at this point just say congratulations.
Oh, thanks very much.
It's you know, it's obviously such a journey just to get to the point of being able to audition. And I say that in great congratulations, Daniel and Josh. You know, you have to have done hard work to get to a point where you have a credential that you can actually legitimately go and audition for the chorus of Tosca and then consider your next role. So, boys, to you, like, favourite experience, you know, just one moment to this very short part of your career?
I guess this opportunity is probably actually the biggest thing I've ever done again, not everyone gets the opportunity to do this, and I'm just really happy to be a part of it.
Oh, fantastic. Josh, Daniel, to you.
I think other than Tosca, a highlight of my musical experience in my whole life is probably stepping onto the EPAC stage for the first time during Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
It was just a massive moment for all of us.
And a distinct memory there as well, Daniel. It's lovely as you were reflecting back, Andrew, on Les Mis. That was potentially our senior musical for this year. I think Les Mis might be coming out next year, and it was incredibly, well, it was impossible to get the rights, and probably had a real cast that would have given it a red-hot crack as well. But
awesome.
Nice intersections.
Les Mis, actually, that would be a highlight of actually my whole career. Was before my career started doing Les Mis at Xavier. So one of the current music teachers was in it with me, Richard O'Shaughnessy. So
fantastic.
Yeah.
So the clock is ticking. We'll come back in just a sec, but I know Gerard's ready to go with Around the Ground. And Gerard, this week as we get toward the end of Term 2, we might have a look at the breadth of our sporting teams rather than just worrying about the footy and the soccer. So over to you for Around the Ground.
Thanks, Eels. But to start, we've got our voluntary mass today, Wednesday, at community time. So great one for all the boys. First one in a couple of weeks. So it's great to have that back. We've also got our year 9, 10 and 11 exams kicking off tomorrow on Thursday. So a period of great study and academic endeavour, I'm sure, for everyone. And so good luck to all the boys. And so on that sport theme, we've got home first football and soccer matches this Saturday, where our boys will be donning the Indigenous jersey to celebrate Reconciliation Round against Geelong College on the Roach and Jackson Ovals respectively. Basketball first will go against Carey at MSAC. Cross country boys are making the trip to Berwick. Hockey are at home at MLC versus Scotch. And finally, the rugby firsts are at home against Marcelin on the Wakefield Oval. So an active week at home this week for our first sports, and yeah, not to be missed. So we'd encourage everyone to get down and support all our boys, not just the first, but all the sporting teams, of course.
Fantastic, Gerard. Great job. I've got one last question. Andrew, have you got a favourite show?
Ooh.
One that you would just walk over hot coals to go and see, even if you haven't performed in it?
Yeah, probably Die Walküre by Wagner. It's one of the four Ring Cycle operas.
Ah, yes.
We did the Ring Cycle in Brisbane last year. We've done it a couple of times in Melbourne over the last 10 years or so. And I've never been in it, but it's probably my favourite night in the theatre.
Oh, beautiful.
Hey, Andrew, it's been a real privilege, and we're very grateful for you just giving up your time, particularly when you're right in the middle of Tosca with two nights to go, Shane, as you said. So congratulations and thank you. It's great having you back as an Old Zav.
Great to be back, and thanks very much for having me.
And Josh and Daniel, I'm not sure if you need luck, but you're certainly making every post a winner, both of you. So as boys in Year 7 and 8, we're very proud of you. You're obviously enjoying the new Costco building, yes?
Yes, definitely.
Going okay, which is great. And obviously really wonderful, and congratulations on your accomplishment of being in the chorus of Tosca. So well done. And Shane, it's been another great episode.
Oh,
we're a little bit more punctual today, I hope.
Loved it. And I'm pretty aware that James Di Rosario, our music guru, is going to show Andrew around the Costco building and this west wing where we record. So enjoy your tour, Andrew, and again thank you Gerard, and thanks Bill. Great episode, and as always Michael and the production team just do a super job. So we've got more exciting Zav chats before the end of Term 2, but right now we'll say hooroo, and we'll see you 7 days hence.